Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. In today's episode, I'm talking about sharing your story and 5 points to consider. Online, sharing your personal story has become more powerful and accessible than ever before. You know, we're all so connected, whether it's through social media platforms, email newsletters, blogs, or other digital avenues. Telling your story can create meaningful connections and foster a sense of community. However, there's always a disclaimer. With the vast amount of content being shared online, it can be challenging to stand out and genuinely connect with your audience. This is where authenticity comes into play. Now, I know this is a buzzword. Everybody's going to go, oh, Sam, all we hear is be authentic, be your authentic true self. But in this instance, sorry peeps, it is the key to building trust and loyalty with your audience. When you share your story authentically, you invite others into your world, allowing them to see the real you. The triumphs, the struggles, the lessons learned, and the values that drive you. And it also might be the why behind your small business. This genuine connection can be incredibly powerful, turning casual followers into dedicated supporters and advocates for your brand or personal journey. Excuse me. In this episode, I'll explore the art of sharing your story authentically across various digital platforms. From the importance of understanding your own story, knowing your audience, and choosing the right platforms to amplify your message. So whether or not you're an individual looking to share your personal experiences, a brand aiming to connect with customers on a deeper level, or a creator wanting to inspire and motivate others, these 5 points for consideration may just provide you with insights and inspiration that you can use to share your story authentically in the digital space. As a longtime user of social media, I've seen many telling of stories from business owners. Some are very personal. Some are real great tearjerkers. You know that thing is sitting there scrolling through TikTok or Facebook and you come across a story. Next minute you got tears running down your face and you're crying about some stranger you've never met and their story. Now, given some have turned out to be fake over the years, and then there are some real stories that just give you the icks, the ew from oversharing, especially about partners or their kids, which is a pet peeve, or their immediate family. Overall, many leave lasting impressions and give valuable insights from experiences shared. And in some cases, the worst case scenario may turn you off somebody or their brand. But anyway, let's have a chat more about this authentic way. Because I think once you are being truly authentic, the more you will draw people in and the more invested they become. So some of these stories that I've seen have been planned in a series of posts. Others ramble on. Some are just raw, unedited, boots and all, and unscripted. Some are humorous, some are sad. Some are inspirational, but they all shared and bared all on social media. So if you're unsure about how to share your story, let's get cracking and discover how you can make your voice heard in a way that truly resonates with your audience. This episode is for you to be inspired, encourage you to share if and when you are ready. Not all of us are comfortable doing this, and I get this. This is not an end all and be all. This is not Sam saying, you need to do this. This is about personal stories that can be used to inspire and encourage others. And if you want to share them, share them. So, number one, understanding your story. Think about identifying your core message or purpose. Is it an origin story? Is it just a story that has helped shape you? Can it be inspiring? You never know until you start. Start by reflecting on the main message that you want to convey. What is the central theme or purpose behind your story? It could be just personal growth, could be overcoming challenges, pursuing a passion, or any other significant aspect of your life or brand. In a previous episode, I talked about mentoring and the relationship that I'd had with an ex-mother-in-law of mine who was an absolutely amazing female mentor. That took a bit for me to share because it's private. you know, I didn't want to gain points with anybody, but I talked about it, and so many people come back to me and say, oh my God, Sam, we loved that episode. So I digress as usual. So you're going to write down your key message in a concise statement to keep your storytelling focused and coherent. Reflect on your experiences, values, and goals. Take some time to think about the experiences that have shaped you. These can be both positive and negative events that have had a significant impact on your life. Identify your core values and how they influence your decisions and actions. Your values will help you guide your storytelling. You know, some people have a moral compass, some of us don't. But ensure your story is going to align with who you truly are. Consider your own goals and aspirations, because sharing your journey towards achieving them can be inspiring and relatable for your audience. And above all, consider what makes your story unique and relatable. We all have that in us. Think about what sets your story apart from others. It could be a unique perspective, an unconventional path, or a distinctive voice. While uniqueness is important, relatability is equally crucial. Find a common ground with your audience by highlighting universal themes or emotions that others can connect with. Now, number two, knowing your audience. Define your target audience. So this is about thinking about who you're actually speaking to. For example, I know with my audience on my podcast, it's small business owners, it's friends, it's families, past clients, current clients, and potentially future clients. So you need to take all that into consideration, the demographics, the age, the gender, the location, and the interests. You can almost sit down and scribble on a piece of paper or in your head, think about those audience personas to visualize your ideal readers or followers, or listeners in this case. You need to understand their interests, needs, and preferences. You could research your audience interests and preferences. What kind of content do they engage with the most? What are their pain points and aspirations? Use tools like social media analytics, surveys, direct interactions to gain insights about your audience. And then tailor your story to resonate with them. Adapt your storytelling style and content to match the preference of your audience. Use language and examples that they can relate to. So then you are addressing their needs and their desires within your narrative, and you can show through your story value and inspiration. Number three, choosing the right platforms. Okay, so we all know the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, LinkedIn, but they all have unique features and user demographics. EDMs, or electronic direct mail, is a direct communication with subscribers through platforms like MailChimp, etc. Blogs, a little bit more broader, in-depth storytelling and content creation, you know, and you can do this on platforms like WordPress, Medium, or personal websites. Podcasts and videos, you share your story through audio or video on platforms like YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, just like I'm doing now. But you need to match your story and content to the appropriate platform. Now, that can be tricky, but visual stories are best suited for Instagram and TikTok, because this is where you can create visually engaging content. You can share photos, short videos, and stories that capture attention quickly. TikTok insights do demonstrate that seeing a person's face raises engagements and views, so have a think about that as well. Written content. Use blogs and LinkedIn for long-form content where you can delve deeper into your story. Direct communication, you can use those EDMs, God, I love saying that acronym, for personalized messages and building a close relationship with your audience. But you need to consider the strengths and limitation of each platform and choose wisely. So, Instagram, as I said, is great for visual, but may not support long-form content well. Although I have noticed on Threads now, many people, if they've got a long story, they break them into parts. Part one of three, part two of three, part three of three. And I think that's a great idea, because then that allows that reader or viewer or person who's following you on Threads to look for the next part. But overall, you need to choose the platform where your target audience is the most active and engaged. Number four, crafting authentic content. Tips for writing genuine, engaged content. You need to be honest, you need to be yourself, and you need to be specific. So, with the honesty part, share your true experiences, even the difficult ones. Authenticity comes from being genuine and vulnerable. And I know for some of us that is hard. Being yourself, you need to let that personality shine through your content right as you speak, and don't be afraid to show your quirks and your flaws. You only have to listen to my raspy ums and ahs on this podcast to understand what I mean. Be specific. So share those details and anecdotes to make your story more vivid and relatable. And, you know, you can use personal anecdotes and experiences. People will resonate with that much easier than if you're just making it up. Although many people do make it up, I think. Incorporate those personal stories that illustrate your main message. Those anecdotes will make it, as I said, the content more engaging and relatable. Highlight turning points, challenges, and successes to show your journey and growth. You know, don't be scared to say, oh God, I stuffed up. You know, we're human. At the end of the day, we all make huge foobars, some more than others. I do quite often. Okay, so we've sort of got to that part now that we've spoken about the visuals and we've talked about photos and videos that can convey emotions and those experiences. So if you can do a combination of both, that's great. Only if you want to. If you can't or you don't want to, that's fine. But you really are sharing behind the scenes content to give your audience a glimpse into your life or your process. Now, with that comes that old thing of balancing transparency with privacy. While it's important to be open, you don't want to have to share everything. Set boundaries on what you're comfortable publicly sharing. Respect the privacy of others involved in your story. You know, change names, change genders, do whatever you have to do. But you really don't want to be sharing personal details without other people's consent. Just ends up in an almighty poo fight. Number 5, consistency and frequency. So this is about the importance of maintaining a consistent voice and style. You need to work on developing that distinct voice and style that reflects your personality or brand. Consistency helps build that recognition and trust. So this is about the same tone, language, visual aesthetics across all platforms if that's what you're aiming for. Develop a timeline. Think about if you can use a content calendar to break up the story into chunks and have regular updates so that people are sort of hanging out for the next update, if you know what I mean. This will also help you stay organized and ensures a steady flow of content. If possible, schedule the posts to keep your audience engaged and coming back for more. And, you know, you might need to adapt your story over time while staying true to your core message. And your story may evolve. There might be twists and turns, and that's okay. You need to adapt your narrative to reflect new experiences and insights. But stay true to your core message and values, even as you share new chapters of your story. In the end, you will also need to take time to respond to comments and messages personally. Show appreciation for your audience's engagement, be genuine and thoughtful in your responses, address questions and feedback openly and honestly. Now, this is where the business side of it comes in. You will need to monitor metrics such as likes, shares, comments, open rates, click-through rates to gauge engagement, God, that's a mouthful, and then adjust your strategy based on those data insights. That's if you want to do it that way. If not, you just do it raw and unedited and don't worry about that. Now, with everything, there's always a good disclaimer. There may be trolls, people who don't agree and suddenly become authoritative over your content and are very judgmental. Prepare for potential criticism and learn to differentiate constructive feedback from unwarranted negativity. And the best bit of advice, the block buttons are there for a reason. Don't take crap off people, just block them. Prioritize that self-care and mental health when sharing your story. Take breaks and set boundaries to protect your well-being, especially if it's highly emotive or it's going to need a trigger warning or if it is trauma. You need to be kind to yourself. You need to establish those clear guidelines on what you're comfortable sharing and stick to them. It's okay to keep certain aspects of your life private. I've seen many influencers and content creators overshare, only have to scale back or in worst case scenarios, increase additional security, or in a couple of cases I've seen just recently, the people have had to move. So weigh all this up, tread carefully, and best of luck in being you and sharing your stories or stories online. Till next time, cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.